It's time for the Israel Report, and today I'll be chatting to Yanky Faber. As usual, Yanky Faber, so grateful to have you with me here on Chai FM.
Yeah, good evening.
Yanky, so let's talk about the fact that it appears as if the oil passing through the Straits of Hormuz are back to pre-war levels as the shipping normalizes.
Yeah, the way it looks like... Israel doesn't really have much control over the situation in Hormuz, but it looks like that America and Iran are getting well. And, you know, we need to ignore what the Iranian people say on the media, because most of the things they say, first of all, it's probably not true. And second, the reason why they say it is because they need to show the people in Iran that they're doing well and they won the war and they're not afraid of America and all the rest. So when they say something on the news, they say completely different things, you know, when they talk between each other or to each other. So the way it looks like, Hormuz situation is getting well and ships are passing and it's okay, the way it looks like. So we have to ignore what the Iranian people say on the media.
I don't know if we can ignore what Trump is saying, however. There's something in the Times of Israel that's hugely concerning. I want to read you the headline. It's this: Trump claims he stopped the great leader Erdogan from bringing Turkey into the war on Iran's side. He goes on to say because he's not a big fan of Israel and hints at a potential F-35 sale of aircraft. I mean, that is just crazy that he is closing up to Erdogan in the way that he is.
Look, many, many people in the American government refuse, and they spoke about it. They really demand, they don't want America to sell F-35 or whatever to Turkey. Do you know how many years America is really talking to Turkey about selling them jets? I don't know. I remember in the last 10 years. So I don't think it's going to happen. Well, it shouldn't happen. It better not happen. It's very dangerous if one of these Erdogan guys gets a F-35. But it's not that. In the last 10 years, if you Google it, you will see every year there is talks between America and Turkey. America does not trust Turkey. Trump is not stupid. He knows Erdogan is a little crazy and he doesn't trust him. But he's his friend. So he said, yeah, I'll sell you. Let's look into it. I can guarantee you America will never sell. I don't know if I'm an expert to guarantee such a thing, but Listen, in the last 10 years, America is messing around with Turkey about jets. Not particular F-35, it was F-15, F-17, F-18, whatever. I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, and Israel is afraid, and Israel is trying to push America not to sell the jets. I'm not really worried about it.
All right, so then let's talk about the Lebanese front. There seems to be contradictory information coming out of various news sources because Israeli and Lebanese officials have both denied a U.S. claim that the IDF has withdrawn from parts of Lebanon. What is the truth, Yanky?
Okay, so basically, Lebanon and Israel are talking about it. Israel said we can only leave Lebanon if Hezbollah will not be active anymore. The truth is, the IDF is in Lebanon. I have friends in the IDF in Lebanon. They all said nothing has changed. And even Lebanon said it's not true. So it's really not true. They're all talking. Lebanon and Israel are talking all the time about it. And yes, Israel is thinking about getting all the soldiers out and the Lebanon soldiers will replace them. It will happen eventually, but it didn't happen now as we talk.
All right. So we'll keep tabs on that and see where that all goes. The other story I see that's making headlines, not really an Israeli story, more happening in the United States of America, but they're talking about the fact that Zoran Mandavni has had a really wonderful week. All his candidates have won elections. Is this being viewed with the concern that it should be seen with in Israel, the fact that the Democratic Socialists of America seem to be capturing the Democratic Party?
Yeah, well, there is talks about it, people on the media, on the website, but really, nobody really cares, because we know that a big part of the Democrats don't like us. That's why Netanyahu said it's about time Israel should stop getting money from America. Israel should do everything by itself and not, you know, be under America, because many, many people in, you know, the new generation in America said, why should we give money to Israel? So everybody knows it and people understand it. So Israel is concerned about it and there is talks about it, but it's not big news because, you know, we have other problems. So it's not big news, but it's definitely on the mind of the Israelis.
All right, I think that deals with most of the headlines making news in Israel today. I'm going to ask you some election-related queries. I happen to be listening to a podcast with Naftali Bennett, which I was very impressed with, I must tell you. I liked what he had to say, but I found it absolutely fascinating that the number of seats that he would win had an election been held in Israel tomorrow has reduced significantly since he joined with Lapid. Why? Why is it that the two guys who share an ideology, why is it that by joining he's lost so many mandates?
I tell you why. First of all, you know what? When two parties join together, then people, not everybody that supports both of them is happy. Because some people who support Bennett don't support Lapid. Some people who support Lapid don't support Bennett. So when people get, that's a very important calculation. So when people get together, not always they have more seats. Now, the reason why that's they got together, because listen, Lapid has been in the Israeli politics for 15 years, 1-5. He hasn't done much, okay? He is most of the time in the opposition. He hasn't done much.
Okay.
That's the truth. That's a fact. He hasn't done much. And people, you know, are fed up. So if you remember, before he got together with Naftali Bennett, he had between 4 and 8 seats in all polls, okay? All channels, not Choose the Right to in channel 14, also 12, 13, and 11. So he realized if he doesn't do something, he'll be finished long before he gets to the election. So he joined with Bennett. For Bennett, it's good because Lapid has, you know, his party has a lot of money from the government, and they have many people that support them. So it's a good idea. But you've got to remember, at the end of the day, Naftali Bennett has lied to his voters in 2022.
Joining with the Arab bloc.
Joining with the Arab part. And listen, people remember it. People keep mentioning it every time. We don't trust you. And Lapid hasn't done much. So at the end of the day, you've got to remember, you have alternative. Gadi Eisenkot is taking a lot of people supportive, left and right. People who don't trust Bennett. And the right wing, they feel comfortable to vote for Gadi Eisenkot, and also left wing people feel comfortable to vote for Eisenkot, because Eisenkot maybe doesn't speak good English like Netanyahu, but people in Israel admire him. You know, his son was killed in the war, his nephew was killed in the war. He's a very, very nice guy, and he's not and he talks nice to the people, and he talks about everything. And he doesn't hide opinions. So people feel comfortable to vote for him. He's a new guy. He's not a liar. He's an honest guy. And he did a few good things for Israel, you know, not just being chief of staff, but other things. So people are going to vote for him. They have alternative. You know, when Lapid had 20 seats, 25 seats, because there wasn't any other party. Now Gadi Eisenkot and Lapid and Bennett are basically fighting on the same people, for the same people. Everybody can vote for them. But people go to the new one. They fed up with Bennett and Lapid. And forget Gantz. Benny Gantz, he's going to join with another few people next week.
Why?
When he joins, everything will change. Because he's going to join with maybe Yoaz Endel, maybe Dedi Simchi. Some people in Israel, the people like them very much. And if they go together, they can easily take 10 seats. Now, where are they going to take the 10 seats? That's the question. If they're going to take it from Likud, then it's a big thing.
Yes.
But what we think, they're going to take it from the center, not from the right-wing people. So again, Lapid and Bennett are going to lose more seats on the polls if Benny Gantz joins together with some other guys. You'll see.
Such a tragedy, because it's so clear to anybody whose eyes are open that you need a national unity government of the people in the center. That is what Israel needs, and potentially it's not going to happen.
I agree with you.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Wait. Maybe it will. We'll have to see. Listen, for 45 days, look, first of all, we don't know when the election will be. The latest date is 27th of October. That's the last day. The election must be till 27th of October. So the election will be on October. 45 days before the election, all parties are closed. You cannot do any changes 45 days before the election. So people should know who they're going to vote for. It takes time. You have to print all the papers and you have to make ready all the places where people vote. So 45 days before the election, we will know exactly what's going on. And then we can start calculating who is going to win. At the moment, it's still early. Time and people can still, listen, you got to remember one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
10 seats in Israel, it's about 300,000 people. They decide who they're going to vote for, not on the day of the election, when they stand in front of the piece of paper that says on it, Likud, Gantz, whatever, and Bennett, Lapid. They decide in the last second who to vote for. It's not just Republican and Democrats. It's 10 different parties you can choose. So people decide in the last second. That's why it's very, very complicated to know who is going to win.
Yanky Faber, we leave it there. As always, been an absolute pleasure chatting to you.